local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Mobile Mornings, and this is FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on your ride to work this morning. 6:06 out and 75 outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios on this first Monday of July. We've got everybody here except Sean. Sean will be back very soon, but we got Dr. Bill with your weather updates and also Kane with your traffic, and that's how we're going to kickstart this Monday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene at 8 Marine Street in Palmetto, also eastbound I-10 near Theodore Dawes. And we had a fatality accident this morning around 4:15 off of Bellingrath Road in Lundy Lane. State troopers are still there working that wreck. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday through the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Be at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details online at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms through the evening, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered during the Ram 4th of July sales event. Now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Hurry to the Ram 4th of July sales event today. MSRP based on Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $32,740. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance is $5,500. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit adsfr.com.
On FM Talk 106.5, this is Mobile Mornings. 2 days before Independence Day, just happened to be one of those Independence Days that falls smack dab in the middle of the week. What are you doing? Are you taking the whole week off, taking a couple days before Independence Day off, just one day, or taking only Independence Day off?
Why don't you ask the more important question, what are you eating?
Oh, that's good. You got some potato salad, some brats maybe, definitely some stuff in the cooler next to the grill, that's for sure.
Whatever you're doing, it's so great to remember all of those who serve,
yes,
who allow us to celebrate Independence Day. We cannot forget what it's really about.
Well said, well said. And I actually have some stats coming up in just a little bit of the percentage of people who take which days off, mm-hmm, when Independence Day falls in the middle of the week. So somebody did a study and just asked everyone what they're doing this week. I'll have some stats and I'll break those out just to see. You could see if your week lines up with the weeks of some other people. I know I'll only be taking Wednesday off, and we will be taking Wednesday off because there's a great program that we run here on FM Talk 106.5 from Fisher House. And the way Sean's explained it before, and I think it's the best way to explain this program, Fisher House is like Ronald McDonald House for veterans, and they do just outstanding things for those that have fought and served and really, you know, taken pain for our country. And it's a great charity, and they build houses for these, they allow veterans to stay in these homes while they get medical care, and it's just a really great charity. We'll talk more about that throughout the morning, but we're going to be running that on Wednesday morning.
And I think what's also great is you would be remiss if you don't acknowledge the families that are involved, because this impacts, you know, parents and children and spouses and, you know, grandparents, because, you know, the ideal family has changed over the years, but the fact that they're allowed to have such assistance when they so greatly deserve it is something that we have to highlight and remember that all year you can give.
Yes.
But Wednesday's show will be dedicated toward recognizing those efforts.
Yes, it will be. And a lot more Independence Day talk coming up this morning. Also, we'll tell you where you can check out some fireworks and some parties this week. But right now, it's time for the morning headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton, and good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. A recent drowning here in Mobile is yet another reminder of how quickly a situation can turn tragic. On Thursday, Mobile police confirmed a group of young men, they were walking through a neighborhood looking to earn extra money from doing yard work jobs just off Dolphin Island Parkway off Hillwood Drive when they decided to take a break and jump into the water, that water being Dog River. Several of the teenagers, though, could not swim, and that included 14-year-old Jamarcus Smith and his brother. According to police, Jamarcus was able to push his brother out of the water, and others were then able to successfully pull him out. But Jamarcus, sadly, went back under the water and never surfaced again. A neighbor did try to help. Both Mobile police and Mobile fire responded. They were able to find the 14-year-old's body. They removed him from the water, performed CPR. He was taken to the hospital where he passed away. Donations for the family are right now being accepted at the Heritage Funeral Home. Across the bay, Foley police, they need your help this morning identifying three shoplifting suspects in two separate cases. First crime happened at the Sand Dollar Lifestyle Store in Foley. Police say a woman seen in surveillance images, she's a woman wanted for questioning about a theft from that business. And then the second crime happened at the Nike store. Authorities say a man and a woman swiped an unknown amount of items and took off. The only clue they have, the pair, they were seen driving a white Volkswagen Passat with Mississippi plates. If you have information, call Foley Police, 251-943-4431. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 6:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I've got your sports, and let's just say a very important NBA basketball player made a very important decision that will have many ramifications around the league.
May I add, let's just say you called it.
I called it. I think somebody in this room owes me, I'm not going to point any fingers, somebody owes me a hamburger in this room.
It was not a hamburger.
It wasn't?
No.
Pancakes, it was something from IHOP. We did a burger or pancakes from IHOP or IHOP. We'll talk about that coming up sports. 6:13, we're coming right back.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting in the Tolmanville community. Police responded to the shooting on Pettit Avenue near the University of South Alabama Medical Center just before 10 o'clock last night. We are working to get more information about that shooting. A man shot in his shoulder and neck crashed into a tree on Sunday. The victim was found inside a black Chevy Camaro at the ADT Security Services parking lot at the intersection of Montlamar and Pleasant Valley Road. Police believe the victim was shot at another location but ended up jumping a curb and crashing into a tree. Two people have been interviewed at the scene, but as of now, no arrests made. The new superintendent for Mobile County Public Schools takes over today. Kreshel Threadgill will be sworn in at 9 o'clock this morning at the school system's central office. And conservative TV host Sean Hannity is campaigning for a pair of Republicans tonight in Pensacola. Hannity will rally for Congressman Matt Gaetz and gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at kemcobuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident now in Marine Street and Palmetto. Also, eastbound I-10 at Theodore Doss, and Mobile Police Department and state troopers are sharing an accident where a pedestrian was struck this morning at Bellingrath Road in Lundy Lane. Still on the scene. Watch your speed through there. The roadway's blocked off. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes at Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
617 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the second time in 8 years, LeBron James is leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers. The four-time NBA MVP has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's heading out to the West Coast and the Western Conference. At 33 years old, James proved last season that he's still as good as ever, posting 27.5 points per game, 9.1 assists, and 8.6 rebounds in a league-high 36.9 minutes per game. Lakers have a young, talented team, but they also have plenty of cap room to possibly sign another top free agent this offseason. Overnight, they added three more players, guards Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Lance Stephenson, along with former Golden State center JaVale McGee. Now, Kelly and I, we did discuss LeBron James earlier this year.
Yeah, you threw me off, though, because it was not about a burger and pancakes. It was about the IHOB.
Uh-huh.
That was our bet, and
yes.
You win.
It was the day that IHOP said they were changing their name to IHOB,
when
and
they
I said
flipped their P.
Yes, and I said, I'll bet you a burger. I get a burger if LeBron goes to L.A., and you said you get pancakes if he stays in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It was one or the other. That was his two options. There was a couple more, but I got it right.
I told you during the break, you hit the nail on the head so well that you get the pancake and
Woo!
The burger.
All right. I can't
How about
wait.
That?
We'll have to do that this week for sure, just not on Wednesday. Elsewhere around the NBA, Paul George re-signed with Oklahoma City on a four-year deal worth $137 million, and Chris Paul re-signed with Houston for 4 years and $160 million. On the PGA Tour, Francesco Molinari cruised to a win Sunday at the Quicken Loans National. Molinari finished at 21-under overall after shooting an 8-under 62 in his final round. Although he's won five times on the European Tour, it's Molinari's first career PGA Tour win. Tiger Woods finished the tournament in a tie for fourth with Abraham Ancer at 11-under. Woods tallied six birdies and two bogeys during his final round on Sunday. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Kyle Larson during a wild last lap to win the Overton's 400 on Sunday at the Chicagoland Speedway. Larson took the lead in the final lap after forcing Busch against the wall, and then Busch took the lead right back after he got directly behind Larson and bumped him out of the way.
Here comes the 18. He puts the bump in the back of him. The 18 into the wall. The 42 sideways.
Here's Harvick.
Here comes the 18. Kyle Busch will win.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Now, Kyle Larson did not appear to be upset following the race. He flashed Busch a thumbs up following the win. It's Busch's fifth victory of the season and the 48th win of his career. Kevin Harvick finished in third, followed by Martin Truex Jr. in fourth and Clint Bowyer in fifth. At the World Cup, four teams have advanced to the quarterfinals and four more round of 16 games will be played beginning today. On Saturday, the two top players in the world were eliminated, with Uruguay eliminating Cristiano Ronaldo and his Portugal squad and France defeating Lionel Messi's Argentina squad. On Sunday, Russia shocked the world by eliminating Spain in a penalty kick shootout, followed by Croatia getting past Denmark in a shootout. Today, there are two more games. Brazil takes on Mexico at 9 a.m. and Belgium faces Japan at 1. The Mobile Bay Bears beat Biloxi twice over the weekend and played two innings on Sunday before play was suspended due to weather. Mobile beat Biloxi 9-5 on Friday with Jack Kruger hitting his third home run in seven games. And on Saturday, the Bay Bears extended their winning streak to 3 in an 8-3 victory. With a 4-3 lead in the ninth inning, Brennan Lund hit a grand slam to give Mobile a 5-run lead. On Sunday, the teams were tied at 2 in the second inning when play was suspended due to rain, and they'll complete that game today. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Coming right back with headlines and Kelly.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms through the evening, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. It is 6:22 on your Monday morning. Good morning. Breaking news this morning. According to our news partners, WKRG, a pedestrian hit by a vehicle at Bellingrath Road and Lundy Lane in Theodore early this morning has died. Alabama State Troopers are confirming the news. The identity of the victim has not yet been released, nor the driver. This fatality occurred just after 4 a.m. this morning. We'll stay on top of the story and bring you any new updates as they progress. Now, when you perform well, you get rewarded mightily. The Alabama Department of Human Resources will receive a whopping $2.7 million performance bonus, courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And it's all thanks to their team maintaining a low payment error rate in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, which are food stamps. So in the fiscal year 2017, DHR had an error rate of 4.19% for SNAP, which is well below the national average of 6.3%. The performance bonus can be used for SNAP-related expenses like technology, improvements in administration and distribution, and actions to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. If this headline sounds familiar, it's the second time in 3 years that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has recognized DHR's food assistance program for its work. You see, 2 years ago, Alabama DHR was recognized for its high timeliness rate of 95.6%. They're doing some great things over there. They can teach others, if you know what I mean. Now, a large number of Alabama families actually lean on SNAP for assistance. In April, benefits went to 758,000 people with an average monthly benefit of $118. Eligibility rules and benefits based on income and household size. That's determined by the USDA. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 6:25 now on FM Talk 106.5. And it's been a warm one. I mean, it's been hot every single day. Finally bit the bullet yesterday, got outside, and just worked all day long.
You better work.
Started early when it was a little cooler.
Yes.
And then, of course, it got hot over the rest of the day.
But you have so much to be proud of.
Yes, I was able to look at my yard with pride.
Aww.
Unlike earlier in the day when I was unable to look at my yard.
You know what? You should have done a before and after picture.
Oh, I don't know if I wanted to show off that before.
Just for you. Just for you, the misses, as they say.
Well, right now, 75 degrees already outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and it's going to get hotter today. Also, thunderstorms in the mix. We'll talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just about 10 minutes, and he'll give us the whole forecast for this entire week. Also right now, if you go to FMTalk1065.com, the three big things on our list. First thing, where to celebrate July 4th on the Gulf Coast. I have those that list of Independence Day celebrations we'll get to in just a second. Also, Saraland, to add school resource officers to every school in that Saraland district. That news came out over the weekend. Yeah. And John Bolton, the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Says that the United States has a plan to dismantle the North Korean nuclear program in 1 year. Also, the Washington Post put out an article saying that North Korea is not done adding to their nuclear arsenal, and they're trying to hide some things. We'll get to that also today. But I just mentioned a minute ago where to celebrate Independence Day on the Gulf Coast, and we have this posted on our Facebook page and also, yeah, like I just mentioned, on our website. So if you want to check that out, it's from our news partners over at WKRG.
We actually first mentioned it last week. Mm-hmm. I know Sean was talking about how much fun it is on Dolphin Island, so
yeah,
other cities heard him and decided to chime in and let it be known that their cities had a lot going on that day. I know I mentioned in my news hits what's happening downtown. Mm-hmm. For the family, the big water slide that's going to be there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You going to slide down the water slide?
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, we'll have to see in the nappies. I don't know.
Oh.
We were both up for an award, so
yes.
I don't know. We'll have to see
all
in a couple
of us
weeks.
Were. And yeah, and then I will say over the weekend, we had a good time. My husband and I were able to get away for a little bit.
Oh,
and
cool.
He was at a conference, so I decided to do the relaxation part, but had a good time and saw one of our teammates. I'm going to post a picture.
Mm.
And it's really funny.
Okay. I can't wait to see this.
I'm always working.
You've added some suspense now. Fireworks on the Fantail, you'll be able to do that at Battleship Memorial Park. That starts at 7 o'clock on Independence Day. In Spanish Fort, they have fireworks that begin at 5 o'clock at Mayher State Park. They're in Spanish Fort. That's $2 a person. In Pensacola, you can see some fireworks on Pensacola Beach at 8:30. And Pascagoula, Mississippi, City of Pascagoula at Beach Park. They have that there. So all kinds of Independence Day celebrations, and you can check that out on our website and on our Facebook page.
You know what's beautiful?
What's
seeing
that?
All these flags around town. It's just beautiful to recognize and remember why it is we celebrate what we do.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An inmate who escaped his work-release job site in Orange Beach is recaptured 750 miles away. 32-year-old Justin Shepard was taken into custody in Princeton, West Virginia around 9:15 last night. Shepard escaped early Saturday morning from his work-release job site in Orange Beach, according to authorities. Frightening moments for a local man over the weekend after he was struck by lightning. 54-year-old Ronald Collins was standing outside his garage in West Mobile when it happened. He didn't take a direct hit, but he says the force and sound of the strike and thunder triggered a seizure.
I can't say it was scary because it all happened real quick and I was out for the count, but I felt it and I felt all I needed of it.
And Saraland Schools will have an armed officer at every school next year. The school board announced his partnership with Saraland Police Department Friday. They currently have 3,000 students on the district's four campuses. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Presidential candidate Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, a big victory. Correspondent Leila Santiago reports Lopez Obrador says he will put Mexico first in his presidency.
That he wants a better deal for his country, but it'll be a matter of time before we really see what will happen between these two leaders that many have compared to saying they're pretty similar.
America's biggest business group is going after President Trump on tariffs. Today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is launching a campaign opposing the administration's trade tariff policies and showing how much retaliatory tariffs would cost each state. A July heat wave is making much of the nation uncomfortable and unhealthy. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
Heat advisories that continue all the way from the Carolinas into New England, and there where you see the heat warnings, that's where we're expecting the feels-like temperature to be about 110.
Well, the summer's first big heat wave is expected to continue through the 4th and beyond. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Morgan Stanley will pay a $3.5 million fine after regulators found it failed to have systems in place to help it detect and prevent the misappropriation of client funds. Its rule since 2009 allowed one broker to access $5 million worth of clients' money without their permission between December 2015 and November 2016. Last week was a very busy one for IPOs with a dozen companies pricing. There's usually a mini boom this time of year, but this one's less mini. Renaissance Capital says U.S. IPO pricings are up 35% over last year, while proceeds raised and filings are up 33% and 31% respectively. Drivers include increased M&A activity and growing uncertainty about what the 2018 midterms may mean for markets. That's exacerbated by concerns over trade wars and new restrictions on Chinese investments. And outperforming Nike buoyed the Dow, which gained 55 points. The S&P added 2 points and the NASDAQ gained 6. Futures are pointed lower. And that's your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Oh, good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy July to you.
Yes, the 2nd of July already.
Yes, our first weekday forecast to kick off July, and most of the country experiencing a pretty big heat wave right now, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, it is. It covers everything pretty much from the Rockies on eastward. And we have a little different story here. We've got a low-pressure system that is over the Florida Panhandle, and it's moving to the west, and this is producing cloud cover, as also numerous showers and thunderstorms. So whereas most of the country has some very hot temperatures, we're going to see readings in the 80s for today and tomorrow. But, of course, the humidity will be very high. So today I look for mostly cloudy skies with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms. That's going to keep temperatures in the mid-80s today. Tonight, that low-pressure system will still be around, and we'll see some showers and thunderstorms scattered through the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, that low will be pretty much over us, or perhaps over the coast of Mississippi, close enough so that we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms at times tomorrow, and high in the upper 80s. Looks like Wednesday we get a little bit of a break. We'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms, be partly cloudy, and high will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. And then another disturbance moves across northern Florida and into our area Thursday and Friday. So back we go to numerous showers, thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And then over the weekend, another disturbance comes across, moving from east to west. And right now it looks like we'll be faced with numerous showers and thunderstorms. Of course, most of that will be in the afternoon and evening. And the high over the weekend, or highs, I should say, in the weekend will be in the upper 80s. So kind of a wet forecast, and it looks like the afternoons are going to be pretty much occupied with showers and thunderstorms.
Dr. Bill, I think it's always a great reminder, especially from someone like you, to tell people that even though if it's an overcast type of day, you can still get a sunburn if you don't watch it.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. You might have to be outside a little bit longer, obviously, than you would with the sun out, but you can get a sunburn, particularly if we have a thin layer of clouds. It can be overcast, but a thin layer of clouds will allow that energy to penetrate right through. So, you can get a pretty nasty sunburn even on a cloudy day.
Dr. Bill, you mentioned that second front moving through Thursday morning. Can you get a good read on Wednesday night when everyone will be outside hoping to see some fireworks? What's it looking like Wednesday night right around fireworks time?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we're going to see a little bit of a break on Wednesday. We will see some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. I think most of that should be over with around 5 to 6 o'clock, maybe a few scattered showers around in the evening, but it looks like conditions are going to be okay at this point for fireworks. Then after that, Thursday and Friday, we get back to, as I mentioned, numerous showers and thunderstorms.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay.
At Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and you can hear him 5 times every single hour on Mobile Mornings, and then twice an hour the rest of the day. Like you just heard, I mean, he gave you the entire week, yep. and we got a lot of rain coming through, but he said it might be clear Wednesday night for fireworks, so that's some good news from Dr. Bill.
Yeah, and he knows his stuff.
He does. He studied, I think his undergraduate degree came from Florida State, and then his graduate degree in Oklahoma, so or might have been vice versa, but either way, the town where you get hurricanes and the town where you get tornadoes, that's where Dr. Bill studied. So he knows his stuff, that's for sure. 6:39 now on FM Talk 106.5. Traffic with Kane coming up in just a second. Then we have your news headlines on this Monday morning with Kelly Finley.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Dauphin Island is a great place to celebrate July 4th, our country's 242nd birthday. Centered on the public beach near the Dauphin Island School, fireworks start at 9 on the 4th. And just when you thought it was safe to go into the water again, the July 4th holiday classic, Jaws, is back on the West End Beach screen Tuesday night. No glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, eastbound I-10 at Theodore Dawes Road. Also, the roadway is blocked off where we had a fatality accident this morning with a pedestrian involved at Bellingrath Road in Lundy Lane. Avoid that area if you can. Still looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays over towards the Eastern Shore. Our doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. With new and used golf carts from Yamaha and other brands, they also have street legal carts from Star. Call Car Doctor at 287-2540. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 641 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'd like for you to, I want to remind you to check out FMTalk1065.com. Our poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's a question we've been discussing for the last week and a half, but it's still important. And City Council and the County Commission will probably decide, not this week, but next week, whether they want to invest in the new South Alabama football stadium that'll go on campus. So we're asking you, should the city of Mobile and Mobile County contribute $10 million each to the USA football stadium project? Right now, yes, winning the vote, 74% of people saying yes, the city and county should contribute $10 million apiece. And of course, that means that 26% of you saying no. Right now, you can vote on FMTalk1065.com. That poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. 6:42 on your Monday morning. If you're driving to work, please drive safely. Speaking of which, you know, we have to remember that we must share the road. Summertime's a time when many families and people get outside, hit the road and the beaches, and that also includes more people on bikes and bicycles. Motorcyclists, to be exact, really want you to watch out for them. Mm-hmm. You'll recall Saturday morning, a motorcyclist was killed in a two-vehicle crash in Mobile County. He has been identified as 40-year-old Brian Jeremy Wheeler of Irvington. He was killed when the 2012 Yamaha Raider motorcycle that he was on was hit by a vehicle when that driver pulled out of a driveway and onto Irvington Biolabattery Highway near Murray Road in southern Mobile County. All of this happening just before 2 a.m. Saturday morning. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that Wheeler died upon impact at this hour. Troopers, though, are continuing their investigation. From the road to the water. If your 4th of July holiday weekend includes hitting the beach in Pensacola, good news, those purple flags have been removed from the beach. So happy swimming.
No more sea lice?
No! Purple flags means hazardous marine life, Dalton, has been spotted. Yes, we're specifically talking about that sea lice,
yes,
which was removed from the water at Pensacola Beach over the weekend. So sea lice are miniature jellyfish larvae typically found in the warm waters of the Caribbean or the Caribbean, however you'd like to say it, and on the Florida Gulf Coast between the months of April and July. The tiny creatures, they sting when they become trapped between your skin and maybe your bathing suit or your clothing that you're wearing, and that in turn causes a red rash and small blisters. Be sure, though, to keep your eyes peeled for yellow flags in Pensacola. Those are flying now, which indicate medium hazard when it comes to moderate currents and surf. Yellow flags are also up in Panama City, Gulf Shores, Destin, South Walton, and at Orange Beach. So now you know. No sea lice.
No
for
sea
you.
Lice.
No sea lice for you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. I have to say, though, so we were in Destin this weekend, and something that sounds very familiar like that bit me.
Really?
Yeah. I was not happy.
You got out in the water in the Gulf?
We were out there, okay. All right. It was myself, my husband, and I guess about 200-300 of our closest friends.
Yeah, that's
if
all.
You want to call them that. But yeah, it was beautiful out there. I'll post some pictures.
Yeah, and I've been going to the Gulf, mm-hmm, since I was a child. And I know for a fact that I've felt these stings before, and I never knew. I never knew that it was sea lice.
Okay, I feel much, much better because, you know, I'm very city, and I'm thankful that my husband's from here, so he teaches me so much. And I'm a pool person. I like to touch the bottom, know what's at the bottom. And so I went out there, and I was trying to be all brave, but, yeah, I broke that. I was like, what is that? And then there's some little boys doing boy things like, ooh, there's a dead carcass. If you want to see someone run fast in the water.
Well, you know what it was. The sea lice knew that you were reporting on them last week. They were just waiting on you to get into the water.
And then there was like little pieces of seaweed, and there were brown little, looked like little, I don't even know what these fish were, but they were all attached there, and everybody thought they were so cute.
No sharks, though?
No.
And just a minute ago, I wanted to talk about this. You were talking about motorcycles and how dangerous it is. All right, and we're back.
So the sea lice, yes, they were very busy. But back to being safe on the roads and the motorcyclists that are out there.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking about what a story Sean brought up last week about 16-year-old drivers and how long it takes them to start disobeying the rules of the road.
Yes.
One of those that really stuck out to me was checking your mirrors and how many people don't do that. Mm-hmm. And I was just appalled by those numbers and stories like you just reported on with another motorcyclist's death that reminds me, especially in these big summer thunderstorms, that you need to check your mirrors before you switch lanes.
That's a great reminder. And, you know, I'm from Michigan where it's the law that you have to wear helmet. So when I see people on motorcycles without helmets, it scares me because I just think about, you know, what could happen. So just be mindful of the fact to look to your left and to your right and enjoy the road and share the road.
That's right. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back. Sports on Mobile Mornings.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car service, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting in the Tolmanville community. Police responded to the shooting on Pettit Avenue near the University of South Alabama Medical Center just before 10 o'clock last night. We are working to get more information about that shooting. A man shot in his shoulder and neck crashed into a tree on Sunday. The victim was found inside a black Chevy Camaro at the ADT Security Services parking lot
at the intersection of Mont Lamar and Pleasant Valley Road. Police believe the victim was shot at another location but ended up jumping a curb and crashing into a tree. Two people have been interviewed at the scene, but as of now, no arrests made. The new superintendent for Mobile County Public Schools takes over today. Creshel Threadgill will be sworn in at 9 o'clock this morning at the school system's central office. And conservative TV host Sean Hannity is campaigning for a pair of Republicans tonight in Pensacola. Hannity will rally for Congressman Matt Gaetz and gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Big news in the NBA. For the second time in 8 years, LeBron James is leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers. The four-time NBA MVP has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers.
I think you spoke to his agent. Yes. I think that's why this happened.
That's exactly what
it was. I'm
putting
it out there.
I'm just ready for the Lakers-Boston Celtics rivalry to be reunited. Now we get Kyrie Irving on the Boston Celtics versus LeBron James and the LA Lakers.
Our kids love him. And you know, Magic Johnson's up in the front office, so that has a lot to do with this.
Yeah, LeBron respects him so much. Mm-hmm. But, of course, everybody knows that the Golden State Warriors are still standing their way.
Did you hear he's going to be able to wear Michael Jordan's number?
23.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been wearing 23 his career, but wearing it for the Lakers. And Kobe actually tweeted last night, a lot of people thought he'd be upset, but maybe he is on the inside. He wasn't appearing upset on the outside. LeBron, he joined the Lakers. They have a pretty young, talented team, but they have a lot of cap room. Probably going to sign another top free agent this offseason. Overnight, they added three more players, guards Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Lance Stephenson, along with former Golden State center JaVale McGee. Elsewhere around the NBA, Paul George re-signed with Oklahoma City on a four-year deal worth $137 million, and Chris Paul re-signed with Houston for 4 years and $160 million. On the PGA Tour, Francesco Molinari cruised to a win on Sunday at the Quicken Loans National. Molinari finished at 21 under par. He shot an 8 under 62 in his final round. Although he's won five times on the European Tour, it's Molinari's first career PGA Tour win. Ryan Armour placed second at 13 under par. Tiger Woods finished the tournament in a tie for fourth with Abraham Ancer at 11 under par. Woods tallied six birdies and two bogeys during his final round on Sunday. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Kyle Larson during a wild last lap to win the Overton's 400 on Sunday at Chicagoland Speedway. Larson took the lead in the final lap after he forced Busch against the wall, and then Busch took the lead right back when he got directly behind Larson and bumped him out of the way.
Here comes the 18. He puts the ball to the back of him. The 18 into the wall. The 42 sideways.
Here's Harvick.
Here comes the 18. Kyle Busch will win.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
It's Busch's fifth victory of the season and the 48th win of his career. Kevin Harvick finished in third, followed by Martin Truex Jr. in fourth, and Clint Bowyer in fifth. At the World Cup, four teams have advanced to the quarterfinals and four more. Round of 16 games will be played beginning today. On Saturday, the two top players in the world were eliminated, with Uruguay eliminating Cristiano Ronaldo and his Portugal squad, and France defeating Lionel Messi's Argentina team. On Sunday, Russia shocked the world by eliminating Spain in a penalty kick shootout, followed by Croatia getting past Denmark, also in a shootout. Today, there are two more games. Brazil takes on Mexico at 9 a.m., and Belgium faces Japan at 1. 6:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms through the evening, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, now working a tree down in the middle of the roadway, blocking both directions at Moffitt and Wolfridge. Also, state troopers are on the scene of an accident eastbound I-10 at Theodore Dawes, and again where a pedestrian was struck at the 4 o'clock hour this morning at Bellingrath Road in Lundy Lane. Coming up this Wednesday, the 4th of July, experience the fireworks at Flemington Speedway, the Dirt Bull Ring with the late models and five other divisions running. And of course, we'll have a huge fireworks display. Get details at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 657 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this first Monday of July. I want to remind you about the Summer Better Than Others contest. Continues this week at Goldfingers. Two locations, the one on Dolphin Street and the Goldfingers in Saraland. We'll announce the $50 qualifying prize winner on Thursday, but your last day to register at Goldfingers is tomorrow. And then on our Facebook page and all our other social media, we'll break out the next location where you can register to win. A grand prize being given away mid-July. Check it out. FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook.